This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. FBI Chief Comey has announced that he's reopened investigation of Clinton emails in connection with other investigations involving Congressman, ex-Congressman Wiener's electronic devices. Clinton has called for full disclosure. Trump says it's the biggest news since Watergate. After 2 weeks of silence, Bob Dylan says that he will accept the Nobel Prize and he will be in Stockholm to do so, if at all possible. 142 people were arrested at Standing Rock Sioux pipeline protest as police in North Dakota tried to clear an area where protesters were camped and protesters tried to hold a bridge. A new PepsiCo board member, Darren Walker, president of the Ford Foundation, says he wants to push PepsiCo to sell fewer unhealthy snacks and help improve its customers' well-being. There are 4 million total security clearance holders and 1.3 million with top secret clearance. Of the 1.3 million, 900,000 are government employees and 400,000 are private contractors. Genetic modification in the U.S. and Canada has not accelerated increases in crop yield or led to an overall reduction in the use of chemical pesticides. Several hundred farmers and workers of Wallonia, Belgium, marched outside the Berlaymont building, the headquarters of the European Commission in Brussels, shouting slogans like Trudeau, stay home, and no to CETA, referring to the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, as the deal is known, after having forced a regional parliament to block the deal earlier in the week. In a 2015 fact sheet, the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism estimated that alcohol was a factor in 97,000 cases of sexual assault and date rape annually among college-age students. Many colleges and universities have initiated stricter policies on alcohol this school year. The Pirate Party in Iceland, best known for its activism over copyright law and the protection of civil liberties, is expected to gain significantly in current elections. Opinion polls conducted by Gallup in the run-up to the election showed that they remain the second most popular group after the mainstream center-right Independence Party, which was in power when Iceland's economy collapsed in 2008. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.